Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A quick announcement. The Venturello Fishing Tournament for tomorrow has been postponed to the following week. Same time, same place, same event. It's just that with the predicted rain, they're moving it back 1 week. Also in North Cana, the Douglas Library will go on with their annual plant, book, and bake sale, but they were going to have a tag sale this year. Due to the forecast, that has been canceled for tomorrow. Noble Horizons Auxiliary has its annual semi-annual book and tag sale going on today and tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Noble Horizons on Cobble Road. Admission is free on both days. Early birds pay $10 from 8 to 9 this morning only. The event attracts antique dealers, book lovers, and bargain hunters. Town of Sheffield and Sheffield Transfer Station holding their spring 2018 bulky waste collection for town residents. No business waste accepted. The dates are today from 2 to 4, Saturday from 8 to 4, and Sunday from 8:30 till 2. A bulky waste coupon is required, which you may obtain at the Sound Administrator's Office or request by mail. For more information, 413-229-7000, extension 152. Master Gardener Volunteers Cornell Cooperative Extension Dutchess County Plant Sale today and tomorrow. Today from 10 to 4, tomorrow from 9 till 2. It's rain or shine at the Farm and Home Center in Millbrook, New York. More information, 845-677-8223, extension 115. Housatonic Valley Regional High School Blue and Gold at the White is going on through Sunday. And tonight is Meet the Artist Night. There'll be an opening reception from 4 until 7 p.m. The hours are for Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 4 p.m. at 342 Main Street in Lakeville. 80% of the proceeds raised from the sale of this art goes to benefit the students. The other 20%, Housatonic Valley Regional High School Art Department. A Bunko fundraiser sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary will be held tonight at the firehouse on West Main Street. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Half the ticket cost goes towards prizes, the other half to the auxiliary. Reservations are not required. More information at Tina at 860-364-0486 or Helen at 860-364-0292. Trade Secrets is back once again this week, May 19th and 20th, Saturday, May 19th, the Rare Plant and Garden and Antique Sale held at Lion Rock Farm in Sharon, Connecticut. And then on Sunday, of course, will be the guided tours throughout the region. For more information, you can contact the Women's Support Services or TradeSecretsCT.com on the web. The D.M. Hunt Library will host its annual homegrown plant sale this coming weekend, the 19th and 20th, from 9 to 2 both days. All proceeds benefit the library. For more information, 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org. Meanwhile, the Pine Plains Garden Club's annual plant sale takes place on Saturday from 9 till noon at the Town Gazebo, located on Route 199 South Main Street, Route 82. Douglas Library holding its annual plant, book, and bake sale on Saturday from 10 until 2. The plant sale featuring flowers and plants from Freund's Farm Market as well as donated plants. Donated plants are always welcome. For more information, 860-824-7863. In Millbrook on the 19th, it's the 10th annual Millbrook Literary Festival with dozens of authors participating in panel discussions, readings, signings throughout the day. This year's authors include Michael Korda, Jennifer Ulrich, Poet Gold, and many more from 10 until 5. On Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Ancramdale Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall, Bill Cradinger from the New York State Historic Preservation Office and town historians Robin Massa and Claire Van Tassel will be giving a progress report on the plan to establish a historic district in the hamlet of Ancramdale. Lakeville Host Company has their spring chicken barbecue on Saturday, serving from 4 until 7 p.m. Takeout limited seating is available. Adults $12, seniors $10, children $6. To reserve tickets ahead of time, 860-435-9642. Annual roast beef dinner at St. John's Lutheran Church in Ancrum, New York happens on Saturday. Donations for tickets, adults 15, children 7, under 10. All takeouts, $15. Takeout at 4:30 pickup, eat-in at 5:30. To reserve tickets, 518-789-4769 or 518-329-0038. Abstract painter Harper Blanchett has a solo show of his paintings at the Blue Star Gallery on Main Street in Falls Village. It opens Saturday, May 19th from 5 until 8 p.m. The Falls Village Inn will be catering. There'll be music by Ed Thorney and 10 Mile as well. The public is invited to attend. The Polaros Piano Trio performs at the Rojan Library in Copake on May 19th at 5 p.m. A Louisa May Alcott Dinner Theater play will take place on Saturday from 7 till 9 at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, 53 Main Street in Kent. The theme dinner will be followed by a staged reading and costume that features appearances by Louisa, her father, Bronson Alcott, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Henry David Thoreau. More information at 860-927-3761. On Saturday at 7 p.m., the Sandusfield Arts Center hosting the 8th Annual Sandusfield Family Cabaret Night, a full program of local bands, bossa nova, martial arts, comedy, and much, much more. For more information, sandusfieldartscenter.org or 413-258-4100. Berkshire Box Society reminds you there's a change in date for their next concert. It'll be on Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 at the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. Go for Baroque. For more information, berkshirebach.org. The Children's Attic is coming, a shop and annual maternity and children's consignment sale at the Community Health Program's Route 7 campus in Stockbridge Road, Great Barrington, Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and Sunday from 9 until noon. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church will hold a motorcycle enthusiast annual blessing of the bikes on Sunday. Any biker who would like his or her motorcycle blessed is welcome to come to the church, 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury, at 11:30 on the 20th. A prayer will be said for all bikers, and their bikes will be blessed with holy water. All are invited to stay for a picnic following the blessing. In Sharon, Silver Lake Conference Center will hold an open house on Sunday from 1 till 5. In addition to tours at the camp and conference center, the newly built high ropes course will be staffed and open to those who'd like to climb, and the new disc golf course will be available for those who want to test their skill with a flying disc on the ground. The open house will feature walking tours of the facilities and more. More information at silverlake.org. The Sanford Grange is sponsoring its annual roast pork dinner on Sunday at the Grange Hall on Route 82. One buffet-style serving will begin at 2 p.m. May 20th, a special event at Music Mountain in Falls Village will be a celebration of the life of Nicholas Nick Gordon. It'll happen at 3 p.m. on the 20th at Music Mountain and be followed by a reception. Also at Music Mountain, the public is invited to attend. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Through Hiking on the Appalachian Trail, a talk by Sam Ducharme. It'll happen on Sunday at 4 p.m., sharing his 2,180-mile, 14-state backpacking trip. It's at the Sundays at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 54.95 to 24,713.98 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7382.47 and the S&P 500 at 2720.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.